Okay, here we go. Here we go. So, hey there, Rumi.
I'm back.
Why am I even starting off with that? Why am I even recording this? What? It's not like I'm actually gonna send it to you. I don't know. What I'm about to say, it's been on my mind, like, a lot lately. And, I don't know, you're out doing your trivia night with your work friends, so I've got the place to myself. And, I guess I'm thinking that maybe if I say this out loud, if I get it all out there, I kind of will kind of, like, expel the notion from my head, and I can get on with my life without having to have this playing out in my head all the time. But, yeah. Anyway, it's just something I find myself thinking about quite a bit these days. It's been a while now since you moved in. I think it's been, like, what, 8 months? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 8 months, rounding up a week or two. And, well, I'd say things have worked out pretty well so far, you know, between you and me. I mean, you're a pretty good roomie. And, as far as I can tell, you haven't given any indication that you think I'm a horrible roomie, so, yeah. I hope you're happy so far with this little cohabitation that we got going on. Sorry. It's just, what I have to say is so ridiculous. And even saying sorry, like, that makes me feel twice as freaking ridiculous. Because you're never gonna hear this. Because I'm deleting this audio this second I'm done recording. But, anyway. Pretending now that I'm not gonna do that the second I finish. Yeah. We've been living together for a while now, and I feel like we've gotten to know each other pretty well, you know, just through chatting and sharing all that sort of direct communication. But I think we've also gotten to know each other pretty well, just through, like, sharing the same space and growing more familiar with each other's habits. Or, I don't know, maybe you're not paying half as much attention to me and all the little things I do that are, like, total tells of one thing or another. But let's just say, for instance, nowadays, when I see you standing there in the kitchen or by the door or wherever it is that you just paused in the middle of whatever you were doing, and you're just kind of staring off into space with your lips all pursed and your brow all creased. Well, I know that means you're thinking something over, which, yeah, admittedly doesn't take much detection on my part, but when I see you draw in a quick breath after that, and kind of straighten up again. And at the same time, you flick your wrist with, like, this almost but not quite thumbs up held out at your side. Like you're, I don't know, like you're half-heartedly trying to hitchhike or something. Well, that's when I know you've made a decision. Or that you finally remembered that thing you were trying to remember. Or like you're making a mental note to save that perfect line that you just came up with in the imaginary conversation that you just had. As like practice for the real thing later on. Anyway, not that any of that's important. It's just a just an example of a habitat of yours. A habitat. Yeah, that's oh, words. A habit of yours that I've picked up over time. another habit though. You know. Another one that would be at night, I think I've noticed it maybe just once or twice during the day on a weekend here or there, but yeah, it's mostly at night after we kind of part ways and disappear into our rooms for the rest of the evening. It's when you your room goes awfully quiet all of a sudden, and just a little while after that, I mean, you're pretty quiet in general. You, if you're watching a movie or listening to music, you must be wearing headphones, because you know, you're considerate like that. But even when you're pretty active still, you know, you're moving around, making noises. I hear you set your mug down, or your fingers clicking and clacking at all the little buttons on your game controller, or on your keyboard clattering. I mean, this neighborhood really does shut down after 8 or so. So, little things like that start to carry, especially when you share a wall. But anyway, I'm not talking about... What I'm talking about is when your light's still clearly on behind your door. Or when you've shut it off, but your screen is all aglow. It's when I hear your bed spring settle as you make yourself comfy. And then nothing else. At least, not for a while. It's then when I start to hear you breathing. It's not like you're a loud breather. Don't get me wrong. I doubt I'd hear you at all if I didn't know what to listen for. And I only know that, well, what to listen for, because this next little bit tips me off to what you're getting up to in there. It'll be real, real quiet next door. Like, deathly quiet. Except for that breathing. For a while. It varies. Sometimes it's just like 10 minutes or so. Sometimes it's more like an hour. Or even longer. But then your bed will shift again, and then your door will open, and then the bathroom door, and once that shuts, the first thing I hear is you unspooling some toilet paper. Yeah. That's a total tell right there, roomie. First the toilet paper, and then the sink running, and then the hand soap pumping. And only then, after all that, will there come a little lapse in time before the toilet flushes. Tell me, Rumi, why is it that the only time I ever hear you wash your hands before you use the toilet? Oh, I don't mean to embarrass you. This isn't me judging you at all. It's just some empirical observations leading me to conclude that when it gets real quiet in your room at night, when I hear those bed springs settle, just the once, and when I start to hear you breathe soft and low, but ever quickening, when I press my ear against the wall and hear those little wet noises coming fast and quick, and then when I poke my head out and see your screen still on around your door. Well, I figure you must be having a mighty good time to some pretty adult content in there. I'm not judging. Or maybe I am, but like in a good way. 'Cause, well, I do it too. Not as much as you seem to, but often enough. Say a couple times a week at least. I almost listen to audios mostly. But yeah, sometimes, once in a while, I like to watch too. And, that's what's got me thinking. Yeah. It's, stupid, this fantasy of mine that's spun out of all that. And it's weird, too, because obviously it involves you. I mean, why would I be telling you any of this or pretending that I'm gonna tell you any of this, even though, honestly, you're really not anything close to my type. Don't get me wrong, you're not, like, hideous or anything. Oh my god, you're a cool guy. Look, you're cool and you're attractive in your own way. You're just not my type. I mean, you must have a type or types. You know what I mean? And I guess the fact that you're not my type is why this stupid fantasy is so, well, weird and, well, hot. Because what I think about now, like, pretty much every time I indulge in a little self-love, is the two of us just being open about what it is we're doing at night. And, well, using each other to get it done. Like, instead of us disappearing into our respective rooms, we set up in the living room. And we use that big-ass TV instead of our tiny little screens. But, like, what we do is we take turns, you know? One night is my night, and the next is yours. So, when it's my night, first, I get ready for bed, like I always do. Just in case I'm all spent as soon as we're through with this. And it's not like I dress up sexy for it. I start off in just, you know, whatever PJs you've already seen me in 100 times before. Because all this is just super casual, you know. So I'll strip off to only what I need to. And you, I don't know. Sometimes I picture you now all naked. Other times here in your PJs, too. Only with your fly unbuttoned for me. But what's always the same is I have you lie down at the chassis, the end of the couch. Or, I don't know, sometimes you're sitting with all the throw pillows tucked behind you, just reclining with your legs out. But a lot of the time, you're on your back with your knees hooked over the edge, the end, and your feet flat on the floor. And sometimes, I have you blindfolded, and then I stick earplugs in for, you know, added privacy. Because the thing about all this is, we're not having sex, you know? We're just using each other's bodies to masturbate. Like, you're just my human dildo in this moment. And, well, dildos don't talk. Dildos aren't sentient. They don't watch TV or judge what type of porn you like to watch. Dildos are just toys. They're just there. You don't get to touch me when I mount you. You understand? You don't even get to fucking move. You just lie there and let me use you how I want. I'm not even gonna fuck you. Not really. I just want your cock inside me. I might roll my hips a little now and again, just for relief. Just a few quick bounces. Or a few long, slow, sweet strokes. Just when I hit that point of needing to move around a little. When the hesitation, fuck, and the sensation of that cock stuffed inside me and not doing anything about it gets to be too much for me to bear. But mostly, your cock is there more as an enhancement, really. Like a plug. Because I'm gonna get myself off the same way I usually do. With my fingers or my buzz toys. Your cock inside me. That's just a bonus. And I'm like you, you know? Sometimes, all I need is just to rub one out and be done with it. But other times, lots of times, I like to take my time with it, to treat myself to a full-on event. So, sometimes, before we start, I make you take something, you know, like some Viagra or whatever, just to make sure that cock stays rock fucking hard for me, as long as it needs to be. Shit. My God. Yeah. Like I said, this isn't sex. No. You're just my dildo. And dildos, they don't come And they don't complain either. This is our arrangement. And you're perfectly fine with it. So, however long it takes me to finish, however many times I want to ride the edge and hold myself back before I let myself come, however many scenes I want to watch tonight, you just lie there, and you don't move, and you don't say anything. And when it's over, when I'm through, I mean, yeah, you can do whatever you need to after that, in your room, without bothering me, or you can save it. Yeah, you can save it. Because the next night is your night. Same deal. Living room, TV. Only now, the TV's yours. To put whatever you want to watch. And I mean, whatever. No judging. No comments. Because I'm not human. I'm just your fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, fuck. I mean, I know why using you like a dildo turns me on so goddamn much, but you using me as like your own personal cock sleeve. Like I'm just a flesh and blood pocket pussy. God. The idea. It drives me just as fucking nuts. And it's all night. It's all yours. So, obviously, it'd be up to you, but the way I imagine it, it's kind of the same. With the blindfold and the earplugs. You don't even have to strip for it. You just wear your t-shirt and boxers. With your cock free, of course. And me. All you've done with me is just pull my PJs down around my knees. For, like, access. But that's it. But instead of the couch, look, we're on the floor. And, like, we've brought a whole bunch of floor pillows for this. Because, yeah, sometimes you just want to bust a nut and be done with it. But other times, other times, you want to treat yourself and use me to edge for as long as you can stand it. And for that, we need something comfy for our knees. Because that's how you have me. On my knees, ass up in the air, head cradled in my arms on the floor. You put whatever it is you want to watch on the TV. Just a quick little scene. Or a whole fucking playlist. And you just use me to your heart's content. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. just like I used you. Not worrying about pleasuring me. Not worrying about me at all, because I'm just your toy. You don't talk to me. I mean, you can say whatever you want, you know. Like, at the screen, under your breath. The way you do when you hit that goon level. And kind of forget yourself. And how absurd you must look from the outside. Because it doesn't matter. Even though I'm right here, in front of you, you're still all alone in the safety and privacy of your home. Just treating yourself to a little self-love and some X-rated content. Oh my god. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh shit. 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 I'm just... just thinking about that. Yeah. Feeling your cock take its sweet ass time teasing itself. Stroking itself for as long as you want. That's the part. That's the part I can't get out of my head. Me just locked away in my own little world. Deprived of all senses except for what my pussy can feel. Knowing I just have to take it. The way you're teasing me like this. And taking your sweet time. And not caring a lick about how you're working me up. Because why would you? I'm just a toy. And toys don't have feelings. And I just have to endure it all. Because that's what the deal is. That's the arrangement. Fuck. And that's as much of a fucking tease. This is the way you just... It takes a whole fucking hour to really indulge yourself. Treat your cock to some prolonged self-loving before you even think about pounding away at this pocket pussy in front of you. Before you even think about finally dumping that load inside this human sock. As much of a tease, that is the best part. Next night will be my night. And that cock will be mine again. It'll be my toy. And you'll be the one who just has to take it to lie there. And not talking, not moving, not even being human. Oh, for however long I please. Shit. Fuck. 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 I need to stop. I need to stop. What am I doing? Oh god. I don't want to come. I don't want to come. Not like this. No, not like this. I want to come with your cock in me. I want it. Oh, I want it. I want it inside me. Oh. Fuck. I'm gonna tease you. I'm gonna tease you. Just so you can pay me right back in 24 fucking hours. Back and forth. Day by day. Taking turns at night. After night. After night. Holy shit. I think I'm gonna send this. Yeah, I can't fucking not send this. Not now. Oh, I'm so close. So close to feeling it for real. Because you know, and I know you know, and you'll just come running if I hit send. Yeah. You fucking perv. You filthy little addict with your nasty videos and your on your oh sweet Christ. I don't wanna come like this. Oh fuck. Shit. Okay. I'm gonna do it. I'm sending you this. I'm